721, Carrie Eldridge is joining us this morning. She is the director of the Franklin Williamson Bi-County Health Department and our guest this morning. Hi, Carrie. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. But boy, yesterday afternoon, since I knew you were going to be joining me this morning, I was waiting for that press release, and I didn't like it when I did see it. First, let's start. Williamson County still at the warning level?
Currently, it is still at that warning level, yes.
And yesterday's count, 42 cases in the Franklin-Williamson County area, and the vast majority of those, my math says 24 in Williamson County.
That is correct. Yeah, those numbers keep staying the same in the Williamson County area.
So your concerns in that respect when it comes to Williamson County, and what can be done to downturn that because of this warning level and seeing these seemingly very high positive numbers?
You know, we're still seeing the same situations happening. We're still seeing lots of social gatherings, outbreaks happening within church facilities. It's adamant that the residents of Williamson County practice those prevention measures because it's the only way we're going to get those numbers down and prevent this virus from spreading.
The death toll yesterday, 3 in one day from Williamson County.
Right, yes, yes. A couple of those were from long-term care facilities. So, it's devastating that we keep reporting these deaths. So, again, the virus is still here and it's still taking a toll in this area.
In your personal experience, how well are the long-term care facilities in your area dealing with this? How are they dealing with your experience? How successfully?
They are dealing with it to the best of their ability. When outbreaks happen within these facilities, we are immediately offering them additional PPE to make sure that they have everything they need. We're offering them guidance and education throughout our state opportunities. So we make sure that everything is getting taken care of and always offering our assistance if they need it.
You and I spoke a couple, 3 weeks back, and, you know, we talked in particular about some long-term care facilities, and as you and I were entering the phone, getting ready to get off the phone, we were off the air. I shared you my concerns about in one facility and reports that I'd had, and you said, well, I'm literally calling the State of Illinois Department of Health about that very subject this morning. How often do you do that?
Well, whenever red flags start happening, it is our duty to make sure that everything is taken care of when something just isn't being done in a proper manner. So we do take that next step and go to that next level if we see fit.
And what happens after that, do you know?
Well, if the need is, then the state will come in and they will make sure that the residents are being taken care of and that proper testing is being done and those residents are being taken care of.
You know, when I look at these age groups here, it seems to me from my perception that we're seeing a lot more younger. I've noticed this in Jackson. I did some math on this. And I was going, yikes, there, you see these clumps. I mean, here I'm looking at both Franklin, Williamson County. I'm seeing 5 teenagers, 4 in their teens in both areas. And 7 in the 30s category. I see a lot younger age. Is it perception or reality?
Well, of course, we just had Labor Day weekend, so a lot of these numbers are starting to reflect that holiday. So as you can tell, people are had Labor Day parties, whether it was, a simple small family gathering to a large social event. And this is what we see after every holiday. We see our numbers increase.
And in those younger age groups.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it was interesting because I'd wondered about that because, people being people. And I was watching that Labor Day holiday, right, and thinking, well, do people say, I don't feel good? I'll wait till after the holiday to get tested, however. I was wondering how people in these holidays worked out, whether it was also caused some statistical clumping because people don't want to be tested over the holidays and things like that.
Sure. Well, some people, they may start seeing symptoms maybe 3 to 4 days after that holiday weekend. They start getting really sick. Right. So that's what urges them to go in and get tested.
All right. That makes sense. Okay. Now, you know, I was talking to Dr. Jeff Ripita in Murfreesboro about his experience on this, and he was talking about, you know, younger people and their experience with coming in contact with COVID-19, and that their symptoms are considerably different than what's depicted very often in a worst case scenario, that, you know, they're often very slight or more common.
Sure, yeah. A lot of the younger generation, a lot of them will lose their taste or smell. A lot of them will just be, they just don't feel good. They have some gastrointestinal symptoms, and then they have that runny nose, and they just, in general, they just really don't feel good. They're tired, they have body aches. So it's very, very similar symptoms to the flu.
But usually not hospitalized.
Right, usually.
It's interesting because I was looking at the state numbers yesterday. 1,558 in the hospital, 359 in the ICU, and I was curious about this. So I went over and took a look. The state of Illinois has available 3,769 ICU beds statewide, 359 have in the ICU from COVID-19. So there's quite a lot of overhead in that respect. 144 on vents. And when you look in your district, you have 1,286 laboratory confirmed positive cases in Williamson County, 469 in Franklin County, a lot of difference there, 31 deaths, as we noted, 3 from yesterday in Williamson County, 1 in Franklin County. One of these positive cases, 751 recovered in Williamson County, 306 are recovered in Franklin County. We're pretty deep into this now. I mean, what do you think here from this point? Where are we in a surge and flattening the plateaus and all these euphemisms that have been used? How do you describe where we are in the phases of COVID in your district?
Well, again, we've had, you know, another increase in our cases. It's like a roller coaster. You know, and with the flu season coming up, you want to encourage everyone to get that flu vaccine, because COVID and flu is a deadly combination. So, you know, we've seen a resurgence again with the COVID virus in this area. So, again, like we've said many, many times before, COVID is still here, and we still have to keep practicing those prevention measures. Or it's never going to leave this area.
It's interesting that somebody just sent me an article earlier this hour talking about how the CDC and federal authorities are saying we should, you know, that have been regulating half of these nursing centers, saying we should start allowing visitation again.
Right. Yeah, it's just, like I said, you know, it's just with this virus, It can be unpredictable. You know, we have to be adamant on our prevention measures, our education measures, you know, this virus can last into 2022. So it's just, you know, we have to keep doing what we're doing and go from there.
Contact tracing has become even more important when you have that many new cases in a single day. I would imagine your contact tracers are being taxed.
Well, right. Like I said, all of our staff are contact tracers as well. So our 10 contact tracers are working all the time, as well as most of our staff are doing contact tracing as well. So it's taxing on the entire health department when you have that rise in cases, and then you have to, you know, follow up with their contacts as well. And some cases have numerous contacts, so it's very taxing on the health department.
7:30, last minute guidance from Carrie Eldridge as we go into the weekend, we go into the holidays and fall season. Of course, she alluded to getting the flu shot a couple of moments ago. We spoke with Dr. Jeff Ripita and the importance of keeping those in two different lanes and not getting confusion. And of course, flu, you know, people don't think about it. When the flu comes through Southern Illinois, and we have an older population, Franklin County is a good example of that, some other communities, that we see ICU beds filled up with flu too. People don't think about that very often, but that's one of the items we've got going forward. Is there anything else on besides getting your flu shot going forward and wearing the face mask that you've got in mind you'd like to share?
Well, you know, it's a good time, too, to try to get plenty of rest. Make sure you keep your body healthy. Drink plenty of fluids, water. Stay hydrated. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Think of those things in that manner as well, because that's going to help yourself, too, during this pandemic as well as during flu season.
Yeah, I've noticed several people said, make sure you're taking your zinc. I've heard a lot of different guidance on that area.
Right. Take your vitamin C. Look out for your body. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Wear that mask. And always get that flu shot.